Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I'm sure you've watched that overtime play 100 times already. What exactly happened?
I haven't watched it 100, only 65. But Schulze, it's that new rule that if you line change and it's supposedly more than 5 feet on your line change, it can be on a goal, it can be challenged. As long as the puck does not come back into the neutral zone. If the puck comes back into the neutral zone, it doesn't matter then, because that kind of that sloppy line change dies. But the puck obviously stayed in the zone, and we eventually scored. Air Force challenged that line change, and the referees determined that it was more than 5 feet in the line change, and it is close. So the biggest thing is what's 5 feet? And probably the easiest thing, it's a new rule this year for the listeners, it's a new rule this year, and that you can challenge on a goal, on a too many men, basically on a sloppy line change. We did it with Mankato on the 6-on-5, and it was, and they turned back to goal, and but there's never a penalty on it. But to make a long story short, Schulze, what is 5 feet? And that, it gets to that close sometimes. What we all know what 5 feet is, but when you're looking at video and you're that close to the bench, what is 5 feet? And I think if we had, we had a little area, a little box or something that was, on the ice, that would sure help the officials, because then it's, it's black and white. Right now, it's very subjective. And I think it was a goal. But again, I'm wearing green and white too. If you talk to somebody who's wearing blue and silver, they might think it's 7 or 8 feet. So that's the problem you have right here.
When replay debuted in the NFL, it was meant to completely fix an absolute botched call. It was never meant to slow everything down frame by frame by frame and get real nitpicky. Are we ever going to put the toothpaste back in the tube on replay like this?
I'm with you, Schulze. I talked to Greg Shepard about it, a referee in chief. Hey, I've talked in depth to the referees who ref the game last night. They're staying at our hotel, and they hate it because, again, it puts them in a tough spot. And I think any time you challenge that play, like if you sense, like we all know when you kind of jump off early. We all know. We can kind of see. We know. I've coached 900 games. You kind of know. So when there's a goal scored, you kind of know, within that time frame of that goal, if there's been a line change, you kind of know if it was a sloppy line change. So you're going to say, why not challenge it? First off, why not challenge it? And I just think, again, when it gets challenged, the referees by and large are going to be making, they're going to turn back that goal because they can see that's a sloppy line change. But again, is it 7 feet? Is it 8 feet? Is it 4 feet, 10 inches, or 5 feet, 4 inches? That's the difficulty.
Goal or no goal, a heck of a play, heck of instincts by Tommy Muck. I've seen the goal. Most of the listeners haven't. So walk the listeners through all those good decisions that Tommy made.
Well, we were humming in the zone. We were humming in the zone. We had good possession, and they just collapsed. They were tired. They were broke down. They were tired. Tommy just showed a lot of patience coming around the net, fake shots. We just had a lot of good things going. We had a lot of guys open. Actually, Aaron Miller, I thought, made the play. Aaron Miller was just in the high slot. If you remember, his gun was cocked. His gun was cocked, and he wanted it. He wanted it from Tommy. Tommy could have given it to him, and Aaron wanted to pound it. And Tommy, probably a good move on Tommy's part. Giving it to Aaron, there were still a number of people in front of that probably would have blocked it. But by having Aaron out, it kind of opened up some ice for Tommy. It created a little space for him, is what I'm saying, Schulze. And anyway, it was a nice play by Tommy. And it was really a nice play, and it's too bad it got turned back. But it's just the way it goes, Schulze.
If you score that overtime winner last night, you guys are flying high. Conversely, if Hank doesn't make that save with 3 seconds left, Air Force is flying high tonight, and you guys are down in the dumps. How can that one save last night by Hank make a difference here tonight?
Well, you didn't lose. I mean, that's the difference. To me, the difference isn't about tonight. The difference is about last night. I mean, tonight's is just going to be a new game, but our whole mindset's different. So is Air Force. I mean, the one thing is, Schulze, we still come back to the hotel, and we're in a pretty good mood. It was a good hockey game. It was a good hockey game. We did a lot of things right. Air Force played well. They're saying the same thing. It was a good hockey game. Too bad we didn't score 3 seconds. We're not too bad that goal didn't count. But at the end of the day, it was a tie. And you come back and you're in a pretty good mood. And now you say, let's just win that sucker tomorrow. So I don't think that save or that no goal has any impact on tonight. It was just last night, probably more of a feel-good mindset that you have, Schulze.
More with Coach Ceratore when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratore. faceoffs last night, Tom, were close for the first two periods. They had won 23 to your 17. Third period in overtime, they beat you 23 to 11. What happened?
I'll tell you right now, we got to do something with Tom Lack. 26 was a beast on the dot. And Schultze, at the end of the day, I don't ever make excuses. At the end of the day, we got three freshmen and a sophomore taking taps. They had two juniors and two seniors and some pretty burly guys. So we just got to hunker down a little bit more. But you know what? It might be a spot where they might beat us there tonight, Schultze. We got to beat them in another area. So, I mean, those are some of the things you just got to factor in. You don't like to admit that. You don't like to talk about those things because nobody cares if we've got three freshmen and a sophomore. Nobody cares. At the end of the day, we're asking a lot out of those kids.
Your power play looked great again last night. There is absolutely no doubt that Justin Beaudry's power play unit, that unit completely runs through him. You just talk about his decision-making, his puck-moving skills, his ability to make plays there at the point that really sets him apart.
Well, he's our guy. He's our captain. He's an experienced defenseman. He's got good poise. And, you know, he's got good hockey sense. And he's just a confident guy, and he wants the puck, and he demands the puck, and he wants the puck. And he kind of knows it's his unit. And he accepts that challenge.
With Brendan Harris back in the lineup, you were able to move some parts around there on the power play. What did you see last night from Aaron Miller there in that net front guy?
I just think a lot of it. We actually threw about three different power play formations at him last night, Schultze. And one of them, we did a three high, and Aaron Miller was on top of he was the right defenseman, actually. Aaron just sees the ice so well. But then down below, the thing with Aaron in front of that, he's got a crazy wicked stick. He can get his stick on everything. That's what I see out of Aaron Miller. I mean, he's a good power play player. He's been our best player over the course of the last month.
Bunch of crazy bounces again last night. What do goalies do in that first time into a new rink of trying to get used to the glass, getting used to how lively the back wall is, and just trying to get ready for everything that could happen?
Well, no question. Those are the elements that you got to deal with in every rink. And I mean, this glass, the stanchions in this rink, it's just like, I wish they'd get new glass. If they want to get the NHL glass, you might have some, you know, they're a little thinner, but they're at least they're wider. And it can benefit you and it can hurt you both ways. It can hurt them too. It's not like they might know their rink, but you don't know when that puck's going to hit a stanchion, you know. So you just got to deal with that. That's life on the road too, Schultze.
Non-conference games give coaches a chance to tinker a little bit. Did you last night? Will you do a little more tonight?
We will. We'll tinker a little bit. But, you know, we're just trying to, again, I think the biggest thing is for us, though, it's not necessarily tinkering. It's just trying to get back into the groove, you know, and how you want to play. And I'm trying to set the tone for the second half and actually set the tone for next weekend against Bowling Green.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.